This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In about 3 weeks, Randall Woodfin takes office as Birmingham's next mayor. Woodfin worked for years as an attorney at City Hall. During his year-long campaign for mayor, Woodfin shined a light on the city's problems and sold most Birmingham voters on his ability to fix them. He talks with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart about what's next, and they begin with his victory.
We were a disruption to how government has functioned in this city. We're a disruptor to the old guard. And it's not out of disrespect, it's actually respect. At the same time, we didn't ask for permission. And so that frightened some people who are used to holding on to stuff. But what they're holding on to is not working for our community, black or white, young or old.
The business community, in large part, supported your opponent in the runoff.
Actually, 100%.
You made a comment in an earlier article where you had a position of not being beholden to the business community because of their lack of support. Is that correct?
We raised $566,000 from 4,000-plus donations. The beauty of that is we are beholden to the people of this city. The city of Birmingham, revenue, 67% of it is on the back of strengths of business owners. I'm not picking a war with the business community. I understand their importance in our community. I support our business community. My expectations of our business community is to be corporate partners.
How do you deal with those people who may still see you as young Woodfin? How do you garner that respect?
You respect people's expertise, experience, what they value, how they communicate, who they represent, and how they got to where they are. And you work as a team instead of them versus me. So as it relates to mayor and council, I have the same mindset. I'm willing to work with everybody. You represent the same people I represent.
That relationship between the council and the mayor has not been that great.
No.
What do you do differently?
You have to over-communicate, text, phone call, email, letter, lunch, dinner, breakfast. And then we have to make sure we're in the same page around vision, plan, and priorities for the entire city, which includes things that are happening in their individual district.
There was this quiet narrative under the surface that said the old order is being flipped and someone else is going to be at the helm and it's not going to be good.
It hasn't been good, my friend. So I just went up against the entire establishment. For the first time in your life, you saw every existing Democratic organization all come together for one ballot. Everybody supported William Bell. The truth is I respect and support the old guard, but I knew from the beginning they weren't going to support me. What I did anticipate was that they would actually band together.
You received strong support from white voters and young voters. How important was that to your success?
It's very important. When we originally looked at this race and a path to victory, we looked at every voter group. We looked at black voters, white voters. We looked at Generation Boomer, X, and Y. What we also found was that every time William Bell has been a mayoral candidate, two groups have never supported him wholesale. That's white voters and that's young voters. So we tapped into those two, but we also found since 1999, black women 55 plus have determined every election results.
You've talked about examining the city's finances.
Absolutely.
Forensic audit.
Absolutely.
That's going to be an enormous task.
About $500 million.
When does it start? How does it start?
I take office November 28th. The 2017-2018 budget was supposed to be passed July 1 of 2017. Today, the budget still has not been passed. That gives us a unique opportunity to figure out a way which way we want to go. We're assessing and we're fact-finding. A lot of this information, definitely on the personnel assessing, fact-finding side, we want in that first 100 days by March 8th. But ideally, we also want some numbers as far as spending in each department by March 8th, too.
Election night, I think it was either on Twitter or Facebook, I tapped on and I saw your Spotify playlist. What's that about?
We brought out a little over 5,000 voters between the ages of 18 and 35. I think it's important at a minimum meeting people where they are. That cohort of voters enjoyed that playlist.
What's on the playlist? What's?
Oh, just a little fun.
I know Win, Win, Win.
Win, Win, Win. Oh, my favorite. Put On For My City by Young Jeezy. We've been using it since my first initial kickoff. We're just doing it. We're doing it for the culture. We're doing it for a generation that never gets involved in local politics. I like rap music.
That's Mayor-elect Randall Woodfin speaking with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.